So anyway, Glacier Bears are out on the court first. And when I get a chance, I'll run down the JV scoring here. The JV's a lot closer game tonight than last night. JV's actually were within three at one point there with about 4 minutes to go, but Wrangell opened the back up again. Wrangell ended up winning that game by a score of 29-25, and I'll go through the scoring on that one when I get an opportunity. Out at the center court, Ward against Swinton. Glacier Bears won the tap last night. We'll see if they can take it away this time and get on the board first. Ball's up, going to be controlled by Larson of the Glacier Bears, and she'll bring it down. Quickly come back down the court, come the Wolves. Wrangell comes down on the right-hand side. They're going to play, start out a zone. They go to Swinton, long three, a little bit over the glass, doesn't come down, rebound into the hands of Meister, and she'll dribble it up the court. 7:45, just beginning play. Three-pointer on the way by Ward, doesn't go. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Larson, and she'll bring it up for the Glacier Bears. Jensen puts a little pressure on. Still back in the 2-3 zone. They come right inside. Shot by Taylor. No. Two bads. Rebounds back up. Oh, well, Larson had it on the inside position. Good position, but missed the easy little bunny. And the ball goes back into the hands of the Wolves, and they'll bring it across. Jensen, left-hand side. Shot on the way again. Up and in. As Meisner gets a three-pointer right off the bat. She knows she's only going to play about 1 minute, so she's not going to take any chances. She wants to get some shots up. Right, he gave her a two instead of a three on that one. Must have had a foot on the line. All right, Glacier Bears with the basketball. Wing goes right inside to Swinton. They go inside to Gross. Wants to put it up a little bit long. Rebound comes back down the hands of Larson, and now there's going to be a whistle on it as the Wolves make the steal, and now there's a whistle. Foul's going to be on 43. That'll be Autumn Gross' first personal foul. And substitution. And Meisner comes off the court, and Bean checks into the ball game for the Wolves. So at least Darian, she didn't waste any time. She wanted to put that shot up. I was talking with her mom before the game, and she says, I'm going to shoot. All right, ball by the Wolves goes inside. Back into the hands. Looks like Gross comes away with it as the ball came back down to Flores. But Gross is able to get it. Ball's going to go back to the Wolves' far corner here. 6:34, first quarter action. Jensen with the ball. Alley-oop inside. Flores stops. Can't do anything with it. Gives it back to Jensen. It's going to be knocked out of bounds off of one of the Glacier Bears. I think Paige Wing got a hand on that. So the Wolves have the ball, setting up right-hand side. Shot goes inside to McKay. She puts it up. Doesn't get it. Rebound comes back down to Swinton, and she'll bring the ball up for the Glacier Bears. Swinton comes across the half-court line. Wolves in that zone again. They're double-teaming down low is what they're doing on it, but they came out of that fairly early in the first quarter last night, so we'll see if they come back to the same thing. They try to go inside, going to be tapped away, and McKay comes over it, and now there's another whistle. McKay made the steal, anticipated the pass, and a foul's on number 20. That's Larson. That'll be her first personal, second team foul on the Glacier Bears, and they're playing the 2-3 zone defense. They go left-hand side to Jensen. She gets that baseline. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They cut it off. Larson makes the steal, and now there's going to be a whistle. Coming up behind was Flores, I'm pretty sure, 1-5. The officials go away from us. We're sitting opposite the scorer's bench here, high up above the court. Great view for us. Goes into Gross. Out at the top. She goes right inside the wing, turns. Three-pointer on the way, and she's got it. Paige Wing picks up three. Glacier Bears lead 3-2 right now. First quarter action. Jensen with the ball, brings it up. Goes right down center court, down the center of the lane, partially knocked away, goes to Bean, all the way over to McKay, stops. She's going to force up the shot, but she's going to draw the foul. I think that's going to be on 24, that is. That'll be Taylor. That'll be her first personal foul. Wrangell was not afraid to put it up. They'll put up a number of shots in the ball game right away here, and so they go right hard to the line, and sometimes the Glacier Bears are not moving their feet, and they're just whacking with their hands. Free throw on the way off the side of the iron, no. So McKay misses her first one. She did not score in the ball game last night, so she has an opportunity here to get in the book. 3-2 is the score. Glacier Bears with 1 point lead. This shot's on the way off the side of the iron. No, rebound comes back down in the hands of the Wolves. Flores, she gets the ball back out and going to be knocked out of bounds. It's going to go off of Jensen, I think, so it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Swinton will bring it across the half-court line. They're staying way back. Swinton's coming left-hand side. Now she goes to Taylor. Comes all the way around. Screen set by Page. They go inside to Gross. Tapped away, though, however. still fought for underneath. The ball's going to go to the Wolves on it as it went off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. They're going to try to go down deep low to Gross if they can, get that block and go up through. She's the biggest girl on the court, so they want to take advantage of it. McKay puts up the shot. This goes all the way across the floor and goes out of bounds. It goes off of Jensen, and the ball goes to the Glacier Bears. Larson to Swinton. She'll bring it up across the half-court line, sets the offense. She's going to go right-hand side, stop. Three-pointer on the way, and she's got it. So Kaylee Swinton picks up a three. Glacier Bears have two threes, and they lead the ball game here. Down the court comes Jensen, hard to the hoop, goes off of one of the Glacier Bears and out of bounds. 5-2 is the score. Back into Bean, over to Jensen. She goes underneath, puts up the shot, bounces around a little bit. There's going to be a foul. Let's see what it's going to be underneath the backcut here. Official's coming over here. He'll give the signal. Looks like it's going to be on one of the Wolves.
Be on Flores, her second.
That'll be her second. Yeah, there's quite a bit of pushing and shoving going on under the bucket there on that shot. Now they try to go into Gross again. She can't handle it, comes back out. Taylor puts up the shot off the back of the iron. Rebound fought for underneath. And the ball goes out of bounds. Fischel standing right there, hasn't indicated yet. Looks like we're staying on this end of the court. Kayla Teed will be checking into the ball game. She's the gal who sang the national anthem. That was a wonderful job, too. They go back inside, comes back to Swinton, stops, puts up the shot, off the front of the iron, no rebound, comes back down, fought for underneath, Swinton comes away with it, and they'll bring it back out to Taylor, who drives in, puts up the shot, it's going to be short, goes out of bounds. It's going to go off of one of the, it's going to be partially checked off of one of the Wolves, so Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back under their basket. Taylor with it. Right hand side, looking. Now she'll alley-oop inside to Larson. Larson traveled, but they didn't call it on her. And now it goes off of a Glacier Bear and out of bounds. She kind of wanted to make the pass, and nobody was there, so she took an extra step, but the official didn't see it. Comes back to Jensen. She brings it across the half-court line, goes left hand side to McKay. Shot's on its way, no, a little bit too hard off the back of the glass, but rebound comes down in the hands of Ward. She kicks it back out to Jensen. It goes down the lane, stops. Puts up the shot, going to be short. Swinton comes away with it. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Looks like Ward's going to get called for the foul on 2-5. Now you haven't put it up there yet. Put two up there, but not the rest of it here. I'm not quite sure. I think it was on 2-5, but looks like it's going to be a technical foul possibly. Swinton will go to the free throw line for the Glacier Bears, and she gets the first one to go. And the Glacier Bears definitely need to improve their free throw shooting from last night as they were 4 for 18. This one is on the way, and it's good. So Bailey gets both of them. And she's got 4 points in the ballgame. Jensen's going to take a quick seat. So I guess the foul is going to be on Jensen then. That's where it came from then. All right. Comes back outside. Comes to Taylor. Taylor on the dribble, right-hand side, looking for Swinton on that baseline. It's there. Shot's up on its way off the iron. No rebound fought for. Taylor comes with it for the Glacier Bears. She'll put it up from about 10. Doesn't go. Rebound comes back down. And checking into the ball game was number 23. That's Anna Allen. She had 8 points last night. She comes away with the rebound, and now there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Taylor. That'll be her second personal foul. Anna Allen came down with that one, and Taylor just whacked her on the arms. Bean goes left-hand side to McKay. Glacier Bears lead 7-2. They go over to Allen. She puts it up a little bit short. Ball comes back down the hands of McKay. She puts it up but draws the foul. We're going to have substitutions for the Glacier Bears here at the next opportunity. Foul's on number 33. That'll be Kaylee Swinton. That'll be her first personal foul. Okay, the girls have to wait because she's going to be shooting, too. They wanted to get in there, but the official sent him back. Okay, Marcia McKay at the free throw line again. She's already missed a couple here. This one's on its way and good. So she gets into the book, and that's her first point. And Wolves also need to improve their free throw shooting. They were 15 for 26 last night. Gross is going to be taking the seat. And Bogie Stevens checks into the ball game along with Cowart. Glacier Bears lead 7-3, 3:39 to go here in the first quarter. McKay at the free throw line, she gets the second one, so she picks up two from the line, and she narrows that lead a little bit, 7-4. Glacier Bears with the basketball, 3:36 to go here, first quarter. Kaylee directs traffic, she's pointing right and left now, she's got it figured out, the girls get over where she wants them to be, now they can reverse it back around. as Stevens brings the ball back around. She wanted to go to that corner, but Dean anticipated the pass and stepped inside. She's going to go hard to the hoop, beats everybody there, misses the layup, however. Howard comes down with it, and Swinton's on the dribble right-hand side. She's going to hold it up. Now she'll go to the baseline, puts up the shot, off the back of the iron there. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Allen. And Allen comes back out. She'll get the ball over to McKay. McKay will set the offense. Glacier Bears still in their 2-3 zone defense. Dean stops, kicks the ball right side to Allen. Now they go to deep on that baseline, left-hand side, back to Bean. She eyeballs a little bit, wants to go inside to Ward. She does. Now Ward gets it, looks at the hoop, goes back into McKay. She'll put up the shot a little bit short. Rebound comes back down to Larson. Girls reaching for the ball, and there's going to be a foul. I'm not quite sure why they're reaching in there. She had the ball completely in her hand. And Coach Norris over there saying, why are you doing that too? Foul's on number 23. That's Anna Allen.
They're going to have to watch their fouls tonight. They don't want to get in foul trouble too early.
Nope, that's right. Swinton comes over on the left-hand side with the dribble now. Now the Wolves have gone back to their man-to-man defense. That's what they did last night. Swinton puts up a long three, and it's good. Nope, two. She was on the line. It was close. So Kaylee's got 6 points of the nine for the Glacier Bears. They lead by five. Goes inside of Pete. She stops, puts up the shot. She puts it up again, partially checked. Comes back in by Swinton, and back out to Dean. She looks at the hoop. Wants to go down inside the lane. Steven says, no, you're not going there. Alley-oop inside to Allen. Kicks the ball back out. Stolen away by Cowart. She's on the dribble. Kicks the ball to the left-hand side, but nobody filled the lane, and it goes out of bounds. She thought Stevens was going to fill that lane, and she just were actually, Lily started down there, then she stopped. Otherwise, she would have had the lane. 1:55 to go first quarter. Glacier Bears lead 9-4. Wolves with the basketball, being out at the top. Goes right-hand side to McKay. Holds the ball high overhead. Wants to go inside. Now she does to Ward. Puts up the shot off the front of the iron. Rebound fought for back into the hands of Bean, and she puts it up and in. Taylor Bean had good position off that rebound and just laid the ball right over the front of the rim and right back in. So 9-6 is the score now. Swinton dribbling left, dribbling right. Puts up the shot. Oh, nothing to there. It goes out of bounds. No, almost saved by Glacier Bears, but Pete was able to step inside and make it. Quickly down the court is McKay. McKay doesn't have numbers, so she's going to bring it back out. She'll go out to Ward. Ward's on the dribble to the right-hand side. Back out to McKay. Alley-oops inside. Goes inside, and Bean puts up the shot. Looks like the foul's going to be on. It's quite a mismatch there. Bean's about 6-8 inches taller, and so she's going down to post up. And Thebans just was pushing on her so hard, though, that she's going to be whistled for the foul. So Stevens will pick up her first personal foul, and that'll send Bean to the free throw line. She was 6-for-9 last night. She is 1-for-1 tonight. So she's got 3 points in the ballgame. I'm sure they're going to try to go to that every time they can now, as long as Bogey's guarding her. Well, Bogey's out of the ballgame right now, so they made some changes here. Maybe change it up, because they've been going right to that post. Second shot up, no good. Rebound comes back down to Swinton, and she'll bring the ball up for the Glacier Bears. 1 minute to go in the first quarter of play. 7-9 is the score. Glacier Bears lead by two. Swinton stops. Shot on the way. Bounces off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Allen. She rips it out of everybody's hands, and she's on the quick dribble down the right-hand side. She wants to go right to the hoop and does. Now the ball goes off of her and out of bounds. She'd have been better off to bring that one back out if she didn't really have numbers. So 42 seconds to go. Glacier Bears lead 9-7.
Yeah, she was quite shorter than Cowart.
And a lot shorter, that's right, too. Out at the top. They're bringing it back and forth here as Van Al goes right-hand side to Swinton, who wanted that baseline cut off nicely. He goes into Cowart, puts up the shot off the iron. Rebound comes back down into the hands of McKay. They're fighting for it. Still not anywhere. Ball's going to be touched by Larson and goes out of bounds. So with 22 seconds, the Wolves actually could take the lead, tie it with a 9-7 here. 21 seconds to go in the first quarter of play. Bean out of the top. Alley-oops inside and partially checked, however, on the shot, though, but doesn't go as Flores, so Glacier Bears are going to come away with the ball. Swinton stops, puts up the shot. In and out, no. Rebound fought for. Cowart comes down. She puts it up. Still doesn't go. Rebound fought for underneath. Nobody has control, and now there's going to be a jump ball. Ball's going to go to the Wolves on it. They probably just as soon not have that, just because 0.8 seconds, they can't really do much.
Would have been better just to let it go.
Yep. Anyway, so 7-9 is the score right now. Bean will get the ball in. Goes inside to Allen. She turns and tries the long half-court shot, but it's just not going to quite get there. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 9 points and the Wrangell Wolves with 7 points.